A few weeks ago, I talked about the top 10 off-leash parks in the city. I got a lot of response to that list, some of you telling me about great off-leash areas that I didn't mention, and some of you asking about off-leash rules and etiquette. And there are certainly rules about taking your dog to off-leash areas. Not all of them are written down, and some of them come down to common sense. But I thought it was worth it to come up with my top 10 list of do's and don'ts on off-leash parks. So, here it is, my top 10 guidelines for walking your dog in off-leash parks. Number 1, dogs must never be left unattended. Never, ever. It's that simple. Number 2, all owners are required to keep an eye on their dogs at all times and to stop obnoxious behavior immediately. Sometimes owners don't even recognize their dog when he's acting obnoxiously, and it's only when other owners bring it to their attention because they have rose-colored glasses on. So keep your eyes open, put the rose-colored glasses on the shelf, and take a good look at your dog's behavior. Number 3, you must be able to control your dog verbally from a distance. If you can't, then don't let him loose in the off-leash area. I was in the park the other day with my daughter. 5 people chasing one dog a football field away. And as the one person standing there watching 5 people try to chase this dog, I casually walked by and said, "By the way, it looks like your dog needs to be on the leash." "Oh, no, he's fine." I felt like saying, "Yeah, because you've just sent 5 people out there to chase your dog to get him back to you." Number 4, digging is not allowed, and owners are expected to repair any holes that do get made. It may not seem like a big deal, but it doesn't take long to mess up an area, and it makes the dogs dirtier. And it can be dangerous if a dog stumbles into a hole dug by another dog. Do remember, the odd person walks in a dog area when there are no dogs around. Like myself, I've stumbled into a couple of holes and ended up flat on my stomach on the ground with a few people laughing close by. So keep your dogs at bay as far as digging. Number 5, any dog that is aggressive towards other dogs or people doesn't stay in the park. Again, it seems obvious, but it needs to be said. And number 6, bitches in season should not be taken to the park. Bitches meaning female dogs that come into season twice a year, and it lasts for 3 weeks. And they're asking for it basically between the 11th and 16th day. So be careful. Number 7, dogs with communicable diseases should not be in the park. So if your dog has kennel cough, or if your dog has anything else that's highly contagious, get clearance from the vet first before you bring him back into the park. There's nothing like a small epidemic in the area of kennel cough or something else. What else runs rampant sometimes in the summer? Giardia. Giardia can run rampant too. So, and that's highly contagious. Number 8, pick up after your dog is an ironclad rule wherever you may wander, including off-leash and wooded areas. Number 9, be very careful with puppies. From a socialization standpoint, bring them early and watch your puppy's reaction towards other dogs. Don't wait for your dog to figure it out. If your puppy is showing any fear, you may want to just scoop up your puppy and walk and turn the other way. And also remember with puppies, from a disease prevention standpoint, wait for them till they've had all their shots. By and large, dogs in the park are healthy and vaccinated, and you want to keep it that way. Because with puppies, their immune system is still quite low, and it's very easily for them to catch things in the park. And finally, number 10, bring a smile and a friendly attitude and be prepared to get advice regarding everything from house training to diet to answer a million questions about your dog. It's really a lovely way to socialize with other dog lovers too. So obey these 10 rules and enjoy.